The next midrash, our Torah nicknames bo, is Mishnah, B'Mishnah. This goes together with B'Mikra. The person needs to know Psukim, and he needs to know Mishnah, so he needs to know Torah Shebichsav and Torah Sheba'al Peh. The person needs to have a mastery over that knowledge in order to be connected to Torah in a deep and profound way. The Rav Avadya Yosef brings down that this from the Zohar, that the Pasuk says, when Hashem fashioned Chava from a Tzela of Adam, and the Pasuk says, Vayivieha el Adam, and Hashem brought Chava to Adam, Vayivieha is Begematria 24. That Chava was adorned with 24 Kishutim. This is a reference to the 24 Sifrei Kodesh that a person needs to know in order to be married to Torah. Just like Adam was married to Chava and she was adorned with 24 Kishutim, so too, a person wants to be married to Torah, he has to be adorned with the 24 Sifrei Kodesh. A person has to be a master in the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh in order to be married to the. And this is similar to the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Vishinantam Livonecha, a person has to teach Torah to their child. But the Gemara says, Vishinantam Altikri, Vishinantam El Vishilashtam. A person has to read it as a person should split up his time. So, Olam Yishalish Adam Shnosab. A person should split up his time. Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. A person should learn a third of their time in Mikra, a third of their time in Mishnah, and a third of their time in Talmud. In order to become a Baki, if you have to spend time learning all of it, and when a person becomes a Baki Niflin, all of it, so then they can be Mekayim this Kinyan of Torah. So, on the one hand, this is clearly describing a mastery of Yediyas HaTorah, of the knowledge of the Torah. However, as other Rabbanim have pointed out when it came to other the Kinyanim, it seems funny to say the Kinyan of the Torah is to know Torah. We're talking about how does one acquire Torah. So, obviously, you have to know Torah, but how do we go about acquiring Torah? What is the tool that the Mishnah is teaching us here? So, if you look at the Rambam's interpretation of the Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Rambam gives us another element to this. And he explains, and this is in Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halachi Yud Aleph. The Rambam, when describing what does it mean to know Gemara, we understand what it means, Mikra Psukim, and Mishnayos means Mishnayos, the Halachos, that are brought down the Mishnayos, but what's Gemara? And there the Rambam describes at length that V'yavin V'yaskil Achris Dover Me'ashiso V'yotzi Dover Me'dover. The Rambam says Gemara means that a person has to understand the logic behind what they are learning. So a person can compare midame davar ledavar, to compare one idea to another and pull out from those ideas new yusodos that can be applied in other cases. V'yavim b'midos ha'Torah nidreshes b'hem. A person has to become a master in the midos of the Torah's nidreshes b'hem, so a person can understand how to make those drashos. A person can understand where they're coming from. Right? And that becomes an important element in addition to the Yediyas HaTorah, but also a mahalich and a derech in Torah. And this really bespeaks the importance of having a Rebbe. Right? A Rebbe teaches you a mahalich in Torah. A Rebbe is a person that one can interact with and ask questions to and get a sense of what's going on underneath the machlokas. What are the svaros that are at play here? How do I understand those svaros? How can those svaros be applied in other situations? So the Yediyas HaTorah are critical. But once a person has absorbed that corpus of Torah, they can now begin to understand what's going on behind it. What are the essential components? What are the svaros? What is the logic? What's the philosophy? I could have two different, seemingly disparate points made in different halakim of the Torah and realize they're actually two different aspects of the same inyan. And only once a person puts them together do they get a fuller picture of what's going on. And for that, a person needs a Rebbe to train them in that logic and understanding and how to put things together and to make sure that a person's applying it properly and not saying krumkeit. A person needs a Rebbe to talk to and to be bekavel such a mahalach from a Rebbe. Rav Lazer Gordon was Rosh Shiva and tells, so the Sefer Noam HaMusar, which was Nosson Wachtvogel, he was the previous Mashkiach in Lakewood. So he tells over there in Maisa that Rav Lazer Gordon was talking with other Rabbanim in the town. And I don't know the context of this conversation, but somehow it came up that Rav Lazer Gordon said, listen, the weakest of my students can say a better Chiddush and a bigger Chiddush than any of the Rabbanim in this town. To which the Rav he was speaking to responded, he said, how is that possible? The Rambam in this town are Bikim Niflayim. They know Shas, Baal Peh, they know Poskim, all the Chalakim, the Shulchan Aruch, they know the Ktsosim and the Nesivos by heart. And you're telling me that the weakest student can make a better Chiddush? How is that possible? And Rav Elazar Gordon responded to him with the following mashal. He said, you know, I'm a baki in the Tam of Kugel. I can tell you and describe to you the taste of Kugel. I've been eating Kugel for years and I love Kugel. It's delicious. And the tanginess with the bitter and the sweet. I can describe the whole Tam of Kugel. But I cannot tell you how to make a Kugel. However, if you pull a 7-year-old girl who's been watching her mother make kugel every single Shabbos, week after week after week, that girl can tell you how to make kugel. The Rabbanim in this town have absorbed the taste of Torah. They have the knowledge of Torah. They've ingested the Torah. But they don't have how to make that Torah. That they haven't learned. In my shiur, I train the guys not just to have the yediyas haTorah, but have to have the understanding the Svaros HaTorah, how to apply it, how to make that Torah, how to be Mechadesh Kiddushim. This is so critical to have a Rebbe to help us do this. This is part of Shimush Talmid HaChamim that Moshe Tzvi talked about. To be Meshamish Talmid HaChamim means you have a Rebbe that you can absorb their Mahalich from, their Derech, their perspective, how do they approach things. This is very critical if a person wants to be properly Kone Torah.